Deixa eu deixar o Murray, já também só para fazer um espetáculo na fazer a sua fala, que foi Schleimer, que foi Schleimer, foi Schleimer, foi Schleimer, Okay, everyone, so we are continuing the Union of Atsamos. So we said over the Tremokals that the Atsamos count, the Atsamos of Iser don't aser, but they don't matter either. So of course, if they don't aser, they should be part of the Heter. So he says, no. So the Kavaznas says that they are they have a tam kolosh, so the mela, the tam kolosh can't emanate its tam to somebody else, but if the tam comes into it, it's not going to dissipate the tam, because since it's kolosh, once the other tam comes to it, if anything, it'll strengthen the tam and not weaken the tam. Okay. Okay. The tour. So then, the other question that we had is whether the. What about the kedera itself? How come the kedera itself is not? Is should that of course should be mitzaref? At first glance, why not? If you have a dover iser, a dover heter, so the iser, the dover heter. Causes the Dover Isser to dissipate in the all the Heter. But what about the Kedera itself? The Kedera itself is a Dover Heter. So, right, isn't the Kedera itself a Dover Heter? It's not treif. A pot is not treif. Meaning, a pot can become treif, but the Guf HaPad is a, you know, so the. We'll see. So the Torah says, page 11, based on the Gemara, Guf HaKedera Einam Mitzarefes Lo Im HaHeter VeLo Im HaIsr. That the Guf HaKedera is not Mitzaref for either way. So I was thinking, say for sure, if you have a new pot, why shouldn't it be Mitzaref LaHeter? Right? It should be Mitzaref LaHeter. I mean, okay, maybe if it's Treif, it's one thing, but if you do have a concept of a treif pot, but so the preacher says, Guf HaKedera Einam Mitzarefes, Nira Dehainu Taimu Dekdera Kvar Hi Belua Mi Bishulum Shaboshlo Mi Mikadmas Deno. In other words, because a Kedera already has beliefs it from previous, but Kvavshu Dulo Bola Ata Klum. And now maybe it's not going to be Bola anything. Because it's already saturated. Masha ain't came by Tzomas. But Tzomas doesn't have necessarily have a bliyah, but a pot. You could constantly cooking in the pot. Beilach shows vizet. So then you can ask a kasha, but what about a kedera chadasha? That a kedera chadasha for sure should count towards the heter to be mivat on the top. Beilach shows vizet kedera chadasha shalo bala klum. It's tarif. So that should be mitzaref. So he says it's a low plug, meaning since by kedera that already is saturated, there's not going to be enough room in the kedera to have time come into it. So to a kedera, so therefore the kedera that where it's saturated is not going to have, but then the kedera that's new also is not counted because it's a low plug. It's a low plug, which is an interesting idea, because the mice, if you would work with the kfeila, so then, you know, we wouldn't be able to taste it, because there is the taka real lishishim between the kedera itself and the dover heter, if you have a kedera chadasha. So in the situation, so the mice we don't use, failures, but it would be interesting how it would come out in this situation of failure. Okay, you wanted to say something from last time?
Last time I was asking a question on the Chavetz Chaim.
Yeah.
Chavetz Chaim said that the reason that the Ramah, along this, and the Ramah said that the role is don't count for a teacher, and he explains that they already have a time polish of a certain type.
Right.
My question was, I don't understand why that matters, because if you have, as a Moshe, you have 50, 60 individual potatoes and a Tzedakah Sevisser, so then the Shishim, because each potato gets a small piece of time that the Shishim connects to. So if you take out one potato and instead you put in a Sevisser instead, it also absorbs all of the 59 potatoes are still only have a time polish of Sevisser in them. So therefore, it shouldn't matter that Mechazik gets up the bone. It still spreads out. It's
frustrating. Yeah, but the one that it's going into is not that Thomas will still be nirgash. Because in other words, it's
I mean, the potatoes. The potatoes don't
be I mean, the potatoes. It's nispache, but now you can still taste the tam in the bones.
That's
so therefore, it's not fully nispache. So there will be a tam when you, in a chanami, maybe when you taste just the potatoes, but you're going to be tasting maybe the marrow, something like that.
The marrow is not going to leave. The marrow, he said, stays inside.
No, that's only if you cook. But if you open up the marrow and you say,
I'm going to eat the marrow, like, okay. And therefore, you count
the okay, or well, maybe he's assuming that maybe the marrow will come out. And
the whole point is the marrow is not coming.
No. The marrow is not coming out to us or something else. But the mice, once the other thing comes in, that's going to be mechazek the tam in the tzomus.
And then it's going to create more Isser than it was before.
And then, so therefore, it's...
No, generate new Isser?
So normally it'll be mispashed with Shishim, there won't be here. Here there will be. And if that, after it comes in, and it's this Chazek, and that time oozes out, so that it's going to ooze out onto the potatoes also.
So it can generate an infinite amount of Isser.
Yeah. Some... What the five o'clock? What did he say?
He said it's just a bono because you're worried that if we say you can count bones of Israel, count for Shisha, people aren't going to be not precise, right? And the list will include this Israel for Shisha and relate to others because of their vegetable ratio. But the bono, we just say anything that's part of the Israel count, is it other or doesn't count for Shisha?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's, yeah. The Chavazdas is a more lumpish.
I
think the idea is that normally it's mispashed and then there's no time here. But here, the time of the marrow is going to be, and if that oozes out, then normally once you have 60 units, it's all gone. But here, you have a situation where even though it's 60 units, it's still, since that the time kolish, see, normally a potato has no time of meat. So then it's totally going to help dissipate the time of meat. But here you have something that has a time of meat. So then that time, even though it's 60 units that are going, you know, so far it should, but it's not going to work over here since that it's going to be mischazik by that. So that part of the time will be nischazik, and then maybe that could ooze out, and then that could cause
the problem with that story is that it can create an infinite amount, because all the time will always go into the bone, and come back out, and then out of everything. So I should think if I have male, or elephant can go.
Infinite amount, but okay.
Rabbi, could we say that the bones... they don't absorb anything, and maybe that's why they can't count for Shishim.
Right.
And then another thought was the according to the Chavis, whatever his name is,
yes.
According to him, so bones, the Chavis Das, bones are not like a piece of wood. Because it has a Tom Kalish?
Yeah.
So according to him, the chewing gum situation, he would hold that it would be a problem?
Over here, what we're doing is we are cooking meat, kosher meat, cooking treif meat in the thing. So there's a question of the tom of the treif meat, which normally should have been dissipated because if you would count the bones, you would have 60 units. Here it's in this chazik, but here chewing gum has nothing to do with that. Chewing gum, you're just taking like a piece of wood that maybe is treif and you're just chewing on it. So you're just chewing on it. Okay. Yeah, so that's the last thing we do with the Rambam on page 14. That you could be relying on the Matirin to what he said before. That's the cool of the shita. So even though the Ramah is not there, but he says, Malcolm Hef said you could be made and have the bones of Isra count towards the heter to Mevatel.
It's also making
it sound like it's not a little bit simple. Yeah, okay. And then look in the Shach, he can't eager, Zelosh and Abachi, Shuzmo, Davle Livsuk, that Thomas Isser, Mitztarfim, Because why don't we say that the Matzamos of Isser, the Mitztafel of Isser, is given the name Devuki Babasar. In other words, there's a different reason why. Because the Matzamos of Isser, so we either said the first opinion is Shulchan Aruch, the Mitztafel of Hatim, the second opinion is Shulchan Aruch is. It's nothing. So he asked the following question, the Bach, that Tzomus of Isser may be Fakir. Not like the Shita that the Mitztarf had to, not that the Shita that they don't count at all. They should Mitztarf with the Isser because the piece of meat is attached to the bone. And we have, so they received Tom, right away. This is called the concept of Isser Dovok. So that, in other words, normally we have a potato, we have a meatball in a pot. So the meatball is not attached to anything. So it's the mispashit is Tom equally to the whole kedera. But if you have a situation where one is a dover Isser, which is attached to the dover heter, so then we don't look at the dover heter as a separate unit. As together with the rest of the heter, we view it first as just those two, the Isser and the heter that are attached to each other as a separate unit. And obviously there's not going to be shishim in the bone to that. So then it's going to ask in the bone, and the bone is going to be in the vela, and then you'll need shishim connected the whole bone, not only the piece of meat that's attached to it. Now, this is called spare ribs. Spare ribs. You go to a spare ribs, but not the boneless. You know, you go to Shmuel today. No one wants to have the bones and spare ribs. So what they try to do today is they try to give you boneless spare ribs.
Yeah, boneless spare ribs.
Right? So this is a question only for the Ramah. Right? Yeah, so he says that No, it's a question. Yeah, okay. Okay, the Hanami. So it says, Eish Lizboa. Now, when we saw that, so almost Ha'isim Tzavil, Ha'isim came to him, Devukim Abasa, Kibum Tchilo Tam Ha'isim, Benasin Nevela. You saw her Le'el, Ha'avad Dovashayin Lo, Ha'avad Dovashayin Lo Tam, Me'atzma Amrin Hanan. Right, you have Hanan by Caleb. Ben Kantayim, Don Kochlo, because of Rav Le'el, Pesim Tzav Ches, Hey, Tishlochus L'chumar, B'chli Cheres, Chod, Chodesh the Nosin Leveva, Afal Pisha Imo Tami Atzma, Nebushim Deimo Takan Bagol. Right, that was the, we saw that the sheet of that Mordechai here. Tumayu Takan Bagol, Vyashav Hafrin Issa, because in came. Kli Etzim Dishlan Takan Bagol, Mosh is Bar Borchaim, Kade the Dumbo the Kli Mateches. It's really the Rav, the low no sin, no says the Vela, El Kain, who Yasha does a below no sin, a below bow, no says the Vela. Yeah, so he says. Says the Ramon, the sheet over there, he says that the Eshlochos Lachomer Bechli Cheres Kadosh, the Nasas Levela, Avon Pisha Eilu Tame Atzmo, El Mishim Bukus, the Eilu Takana Bahagal. He can't be Mafrid. He has Shem Hafrid Issach, Mosh Kosu Shom. He can Kli Etzim, the Eshlom Takana Bahagal. But a Kli Etzim, that the Tam could go away, so then you don't say Nasas Levela. So here it's Thomas. Which kind of goal? It's like Takan Bagol, which is more of Archaim. So then that's like Klimachis, and then with Klimachis, the Rama holds is not Nasas Levela. Unless Yehu Yoshin, unless there's a Bliya in it already, and that Bliya could Nasas Levela. Okay. So now, you take a look and pay.
Why would you at least say Hanan?
Come on for a Ben Yomo.
Meaning, it won't become a clear list of the virus that does here. Double. But at least while it's being cooked, right, the Rama at least agrees that Hanan will apply to clean my past Yomo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so you're cooking it now.
So yeah. If you hold like that, maybe the Chanami. Okay. Okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch has a din here. Tani test down. Sharina brought of Kippa. Sharina head of Issach Moshe Balafanedo. And that's a whole sugya. Avopi Shehaya head of Yosef Hila, the scribe of the Shulah. In other words, how do you count? In other words, when you cook something, So after you count the shear based on what's there now, or what was there originally, because when you're cooking, then the time goes away. It's a little bit in the canary.
Right.
So what do you do based on what was there before it was cooked, based on there after? So he says. So he says, "Vesharin has visited Moshe Bal Fadein. Afal P. Shem had to yoter mitchilov, despite the bishulov nivda b'chdeira. So even though the part of the heter is what is gone and goes into the kli. So it says, "Shavuot has risen from Moshe Bala Fadeinu Alfal Pisha Oya Behetzi Yosef is given the spine of Shul Vneva B'Kedera Ani Milim B'Min." Yeah, so he says, what is it with Fanenu right now? Even though originally it was more heter, right? But then it got cooked for the smite of Bishulo, so we go based on that it was the smite, and then we look. Right? So in other words, Bala Fanenu means that now after it was cooked, it's Bala Fanenu, and even though originally it was more heter, but since now some of the heter seeped into the pot after the cooking, and that could take away from the shishim. And that's so it's a din tam. So if some of the tam the heter went in, so now you get, so even though so you lost your shishim, you know, and therefore you can taste tamisim. So therefore we're machmer that we don't count the heter that went in. Of all umim v'mino. So bimbimino is nothing to do with tam, it's already gamma mashapola hakadera. So then you can be makel and say that, you know, some of it mashabama kadera because there's no tam anyway. So then you can be makel to say that some of the tam had to move in. So even though it looks down with the pot that we don't have shishim, but you can say, oh, we have 59.9, but about 1.1 within the kadera. That will count. Sharina gamma mashapola hakadera. In other words, we can still count stuff that was bala in the kedera. We have to be machmer. But then there's another. You see, this what's in the kedera. So what's bala into the kedera, and then poof, what goes to shamayim? You know, the vapor goes to the shamayim. So that part is kala gamre. That's not going to be part of the cheshbon, but part of the thing that went into the kedera that we could still
Rabbi, how do we actually? How do we actually give a shear for what was absorbed in the kedera? Because you can't do what was originally minus what it is now, because you also have what's lost, you know, from the fire, you know? So right, how so do you have to, how you're
so that's what he says. So you have to make, you know.
Eyeball it.
What?
Eyeball it. It's a
guess. Yeah. You make an estimation. Estimations. So we'll call it estimation. It's not going to be, it's not an exact science.
So that's how we do halacha in the first
place. Right, that's how we do halacha in the first place. That's where Moshe Rosenberg says. Right. That's right. Let's see. Os Eide Amore. That's brought down in the post. Okay.
Even if you know in advance that I have shishim, and now after I cook it, I know that I have shishim, that's gonna share.
Say again.
I know for sure I have shishim, that I cook it. And now some of them have shishim. What we're saying is that it's gonna be off right now, and then we should help me out.
Yeah. Because part of it went in.
So ruling the ratio.
Yeah.
Rabbi, I think what's bothering me is how can such an immaterial measurement make a material difference here? That's what's bothering me. We're talking about such a small amount, and we're anyways estimating that little amount is not going to be that part of that. I don't see how it's even a bar dover here, you know? Meaning you're estimating shishim anyways.
It has to be a demarcation. Once you pass the line, Avraham, you pass the line. How big is the line? Very thin. But when you pass the line, Avraham, you pass the line. You know, it's one dak. You know, one dak is the thing. And now you don't have the shishim anymore.
But I'm saying, aren't we estimating the shishim?
Yeah, but okay.
So you're eyeballing that anyways. I don't understand how this even becomes a factor.
No, because it's still within the. Obviously, it's still eyeballing to be that it's shishim. Because if it's clear that it's 800 to 1, or even 70 to 1, then nothing to talk about. It's very clear. But if you basically, you're over yofa of what it is, so that then you might have to assume that, you know, and again, you have to realize the kelim that they had today, where we spoke of yesterday, were not smooth like we have today. Like Rabbi Bali said, Kli Cheres was the real clay. It wasn't glazed. The real clay, you know, and it really seeped in. You know, Blias today are a whole discussion. You know, what's the reality of Blias today? So we're still. I mean, certain things that are very smooth. Like
I even heard from one of the grandsons of Rabbi Teller said that Rabbi Teller explained when they were doing science experiments, if they didn't like pour harsh chemicals into the tubes to clean them out, if they just used water, it would impact the results, even by glass. Those glass like beakers.
Yeah.
They had to like pour harsh enzymes inside to clean it all out, even though it was glass. Things are still sticking.
Sticking on the outside or
the inside? In the inside of the clay, the things are sticking even in glass.
Oh, yeah, well, that was sticking in the outside.
Yeah, did they go inside or did they go inside? I don't know.
If you look in the Prima Gaudium here, on page 15, he discusses four shitas. Of how you Mashiach. He says, "Hinei yesh dala deus, yesh omen betur the isur leisim hetel heter, mashmos masal basav etzim hadi basav etzim kaimu b'shishim." In other words, so the atzamos of heter with heter, atzamos of isur with isur, like the simple pshat in the Gemara. The Rosh Rashdos isur mitstarfim heter. The other sheet is that the isur is mitstarf to the heter.
Mechaber
quotes, right? Das Rabbi Yerucham. The Siv Tezvel Mos Choftes B'Shem Harav Rav Avram Ben Hasmael. Heter in Star Eid Amino. Right? The difference between that we saw just now, the difference between Isser Bim Amino and Bim Shein Amino. That when it comes. It's a similar idea that the heter is in a minu, he's still choshish for the sinus tam. That's where Zarua is a
yeah.
It's a low heter, right? That was the Atzomah says it don't count at all. That's what we were talking about.
Because of
the Yishmach Mirim, it has to cause a roar. Al Tarfa Isil Isig, even I feel it has a lot of also during the Tsar. A lot of times early, that came to Heter and Tsar Vahetter. This is my aim with Tsar Vahetter. I'm Shushal Yavo Litos. Maybe Shushal Hadavay Otchil. Some type of, he's saying a different why that Atomos Isser should count for Heter because maybe we're Choshu to it was like an Isser Dovah. Or something like that, or similar to that it was cooked alone and then already got its emblias. You shall unveil it. Okay. Okay. The next thing that we have to do, I want to do about the, I don't know if we'll have time now, the tshuva of Rav Chaim Oyser's famous tshuva. On gelatin, and Rav Aaron Cutler's famous tshuva on gelatin, and with how that works in terms of things that are nifsa. Where would we say that the gelatin? And this is the. There's a Rambam, and the Shurach Yez is on page 18. That was his tshuva of Chaim Oyser. And then Rabbi wrote a tshuva, and that was Stas. So maybe we'll wait for that for Monday. Yeah, this is something okay, so that's probably the more Allah Alamaisa question of Atzamas is the gelatin.
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows, right.
Rabbi, you remember when I asked you in Colorado about the marshmallows?
Yeah, when you asked me in Colorado?
We were staying in a hotel and in the Rocky Mountains, and they had kosher chocolate, kosher graham crackers, and they had trefa marshmallows.
Uh-huh.
We wanted to know if we can make s'mores by the fire.
Uh-huh.
So I asked, could we hold like Reb Chaim Oyser and could we like have the marshmallows?
Yeah.
And you said that it's better not to, so we didn't.
Okay. Okay, Rabbi. So Bez Hashem, on Monday we'll do so. Still finishing off this packet of Atzamos. Okay, so it's good to see you all. You should have a good Shabbos. And as I said, we'll have the other shiur in a couple of minutes. We'll start the other shiur. As I said, we're almost finished. We have today and tomorrow, as I said, of the Bava Yerushalmi shiur. Okay, it's good to see you all. And everyone should be well. See you after the Shema.